It's interesting. If I were here in my library, I would try and pull out Leonard Schlain's The Alphabet Versus the Goddess.
I was going to say that.
We both have read that, yeah. And that was a very provocative book for us.
Yeah.
That quote definitely is in harmony with his theories.
But the reason that I'm not threatened by the concept that maybe the written word has never been so neglected since the Dark Ages is I was thinking of that book. You know, Schlain talks about how cultures were they were goddess cultures, and maybe someone else can summarize the argument.
And writing literacy changed the brain,
right,
to value more of a masculine kind of approach to living,
right.
And we're seeing what hyper-masculinity leads to.
Yeah.
The whole Kavanaugh affair was an example of that.
Right. And you know, what he talks about is in the goddess cultures, the image is fundamental. Images are worshipped. And yeah, so I guess the way I see it is maybe it's just this game of ping pong, you know, where something becomes popular, it becomes the mode, and then it gets
supplanted,
mm-hmm, replaced by something else.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but we're also referring to in the Dark Ages, the church using images at a time when the culture wasn't literate. The church was using images as a language, mm-hmm, and the message was didactic. The message was meant to proselytize, and culture, as I would argue, declined because the message was only about Jesus and the sort of more morality of the church.
You talk about that on page 70, and I'd love it for you to continue that after reading the last paragraph on page 70. And I think that's exactly what you were referring to.
Christian works were not meant to represent harmony and beauty as Greco-Roman sculpture did. On the contrary, the emaciated bodies and faces had to express despair and suffering in order to impress on the laity Christ's sacrifice and passion. Art became didactic, culture declined. Absolutely.
You absolutely agree that culture declined?
Absolutely. I absolutely do.
Why?
I'm a believer in the Dark Ages. Some of us are not.
What do you mean you're a believer in it? That they happened?
I believe that they happened.
Right.
And they happened because the church, in the West, the church took the aesthetic out and used art as a way to propagandize.
I feel like, Paul, you're wanting to make this parallel to our times.
Absolutely.
And I think we gesture towards that in the book.
Right.
Well, social realism,
yeah,
you know, is a, you know, the social realism in, what was it, the 30s that happened in this country, and
right,
when communism was sort of an accepted leftist
position.
Mm-hmm. I think art became, you know, about the worker and about the laborer, and the message, it was very message forward or politically forward or content forward.
Rhetorical
and didactic, and the content, though, had to be a certain content. So the aesthetic, I think, declined in that little window as well, in a similar way that it did in the Dark Ages.
You know, we had a gig for a poet at the New Freeway Hall, and this is a poet who's gone to Congress and written about going to hearings and essentially very political, was involved in Code Pink, and we wanted to do this fundraiser for New Freeway Hall, and everything was good until we printed the stuff, and they said, no, we're not going to have her, this poet, she's not political enough, which is just ludicrous. And then it took me a couple of years to realize they didn't understand her work because it wasn't rhetorical. because it went beyond that. Mm. And it took me a while to figure that out. Mm. But there's a dumbing down when it's rhetoric. When people think that rhetoric is poetry, it goes to Diane de Prima's line, the only war that matters is the war against the imagination.
Right.
That's the way I feel about it.
I love that quote, by the way.
And it's a fine poem, too. And she's still hanging in there at this at this time. Elizabeth, did you bring a cobblestone home?
Thule did.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Like, how big was it?
We have it.
Yeah.
You have it here?
Yeah. Well, next door. I absolutely
it's
do.
It's in
yeah.
her room. Yeah.
You know, the cobblestones.
If this was a video, I would get it.
We could have some. Oh, it's a little cobblestone.
Yeah.
It's not like a Chicago style one that looks like a size of a toaster.
The cobbles aren't that. Everything else is very large and long, but the cobblestones are not.
Except the pizza's not deep dish either.
No.
Right. No.
It's very thin.
Of course not.
You winced at that.
Oh, he's not a deep dish fan.
I know you guys are from Chicago, but.
I'll just change the subject.